Praise be Jesus and Mary. There's so much we can talk about with regard to this parable, but I just want to focus on one thing, and that is the seriousness of sin, right? The next time we're tempted to just go ahead and skip out on Sunday Mass or to indulge and look at that indecent website, we should really think about this parable. You know, too often today we think about sin with regard to one another, our fellow man. And as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, well, it's not that bad. We need to remember that first and foremost, sin offends God. And that is explained very well in this parable. Now it says that when he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Right, that's the English translation, a huge amount. The official Latin version, the New Vulgate, says, qui debebat decem milia talenta, that is, who owed 10,000 talents. Now, how much is that? Cornelius a Lapide explains that it is a huge amount. A talent was equivalent to 600 golden crowns. 10,000 talents, therefore, would make a sum of 6 million golden crowns, a vast, an immense sum, altogether beyond the ability of a poor man to pay. And now remember, this sum is a symbol of mortal sin. Okay? How much we owe before God with one mortal sin. And this sum would be 20 times as much if we take the value of a Hebrew talent as our standard, for it was worth 3,000 shekels, or 12,000 French crowns. Thus, 10,000 talents would be equivalent to 120 million French crowns. And as Christ was speaking not to Greeks, but to Jews, he would speak of the Hebrew talent. Consider then that, according to this parable, God requires of a sinner who has committed but one mortal sin more than if a master should require a poor slave more than 120 million crowns. For a single mortal sin, for as much as it is committed against God, and as far as in it lies, robs God of his deity, is a far greater injury to God than all injuries done to all kings could be. It is a far greater debt than all the debts of all mankind, which are owed by them to all other men. For as God is far above all men, even though they seem infinite in number, so does an injury against God surpass all the injuries done to men, and contract an infinite guilt and debt of punishment. Wherefore, this vast amount of debt pertains rather to the thing signified, that is to say, to mortal sin, than to the actual parable of the servant. For what servant could contract a debt of 120 millions unless he stole the king's treasury or destroyed or betrayed the whole entire realm? Moreover, if one mortal sin be a debt of 120 millions, of how many millions will his debt consist who has committed 100 mortal sins, or rather, many thousand mortal sins? Now this suits the words 70 times 7. As though it were said, if God forgives you so vast a multitude of sins, far more in comparison than 10,000 talents, much more ought we to forgive all the trespasses of our neighbors, which are far less consequence against us. especially since God forgives us our great faults upon this condition, that we should forgive our neighbors their few and small faults. The reason is an a priori one, because God is infinite goodness, so also is sin an immeasurable evil. From hence it follows that no mere creature can make any equivalent satisfaction for mortal sin. Yes, not all the works of the saints can make compensation for even one mortal sin. Therefore, in order to make an equivalent satisfaction for sin, it was necessary that the Son of God should become incarnate and should suffer, as all the fathers teach. Right? So the next time that we're so negligent and dull and lukewarm and tepid in the love of God that we're considering just blowing off Sunday Mass, let's think about that. One mortal sin, an infinite offense against God. And the next time that we're tempted to not be very forgiving towards our neighbor who has offended us, who really we probably deserve to be offended, that we should then be ready to forgive them easily and immediately and completely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.